Burbank, California. Welcome to the Tom Likas Show Golden Globes Awards. This is the awards show where you, the horny listener, decide who has the best tits in Hollywood. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Tom Likas.
Yes, from the entertainment capital. I'm Chorizo, capital of the world, Burbank, California. After a five-year hiatus.
Give me some of that champagne over there.
I like the name Hiatus.
It's time now, once again, it's the 2013 Golden Globes Awards. And the Golden Globes Awards have nothing to do with, you know, what chunky writer had the best new series on HBO, or who had the best song, or who had the best sitcom.
Fuck that.
No. There's no foreign press here. What it is all about is it's about our favorite thing. Tits. It's all about the tits. When we do the Golden Globes Awards, it's our duty and our responsibility to identify the best breasts in the entertainment industry. And there are so many of them. I mean, there's nothing like a great pair of breasts. This is a great time for us to celebrate the fabulous breasts that are out there. There are so many of them and so little time. During the Golden Globes Awards, this is your opportunity to call in here and tell us who you think has the best breasts in Hollywood. And all you have to do to vote is to call us at this number, 901-3000-TOM. That's our number right now. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number to vote for the best breasts in Hollywood. 901-3000-866.
Are you thinking we should just go unscreened on this?
What do you think?
As we run down some of the breasts.
But we certainly could do that.
We were part of the Golden Globe Awards.
Just get as many in here as possible.
Sure.
Many votes.
Let's do it undeaned.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my.
Let's
all
remove
right.
him from the whole
no
thing.
No deal.
All right, so.
I still get to pick.
You get to pick. No. You get to tell us your favorites.
No.
But, let's go unscreened for the Golden Globes. We're very careful to pronounce Golden Globes correctly so that everybody can will know that I'm not trying to ape a particular award show that was seen on television where they talked about the entertainment industry excellence in movies and television and recorded music and what have you. That's not what we're here to talk about.
No. And, you know, the Golden Globe Awards sort of start out the awards season, and it gives us an opportunity to see all the celebrity tit we can possibly see.
Yeah. And by the way, one of the great things I love about the Golden Globe Awards is that they are held so that they can be at 8 o'clock in prime time on the East Coast, which means that the red carpet opens up at about 4 p.m. Pacific time at the Beverly Hilton Hotel, and these women can be seen in the light of day. Whatever they've been hiding, it is just amazingly magnified on your HD TV screen. You can see the imperfections, the flaws. You can also see who looks great. And I see you've sent me all these photos, Gary, to take a look at here.
I did. Just sort of to get us off the ground, what we'd like to do is take the pictures from the red carpet at the Golden Globe Awards.
Yes.
And just sort of review what we saw last night. We opened the phones for people to vote for whoever they want. They don't have to have been at the awards show last night, but they should be somehow related to Hollywood.
Or even watch it, because here on the West Coast, we had an NFL playoff game last night between the New England Patriots and the Houston Texans.
That's right.
So we were not watching this live. Of course, any man worth his salt was watching football.
Right.
Was not watching the Golden Globe Awards.
But I did my due diligence, and I went and collected pictures from the red carpet last evening. Some were incredibly disappointing, and others were absolutely amazing.
Now, nobody will argue. I'm looking at the first photo you sent here. Nobody will argue that Tina Fey is funny. She's a good writer. She's won many awards for her writing.
Mm-hmm.
But whoever got the idea that she's some kind of a fashion maven or beauty queen?
Well, that's like a doily she's wearing. You know?
Well, yes.
By the way, there's people like Dean out there get very confused about this whole thing. Here's the thing. It's all about the tits. It has nothing to do with the face. She could be as butter as you want her to be.
Right.
It's all about the knockers and
right,
how
like
they're...
Right, like that Christine Hendricks or whatever.
Sure.
She has great tits,
yeah,
but she's a fucking cow.
Sure,
but she has great
she has
big
great
breasts.
Tits. Right, so this all is
right.
all about
I
this.
I get the
this
concept.
Is, this is not whether or not you do her, whether you like her personality,
right.
whatever, none of that shit.
For example, you right. can ignore the fact that Tina Fey has a big ugly scar in her face.
Exactly. That nobody likes to mention.
Like oh, I love dementia.
Like she was in a knife fight as a teen. Right?
It's like your dad hit her across the face with a bag of nickels.
Or that. That's what I was thinking,
oh,
too.
Oh, my God.
But that has nothing to do with what we're talking about here.
Tina Fey's tits are nothing to write home about. Let's call a spade here.
Yep.
Right? There's nothing even slightly interesting about them.
No.
This Amy Adams pretty much has no knockers whatsoever. She, you got to give her some points for sort of going for a revealing strapless number there.
But that looks like a gunt. Look at it.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a there's a little pooch.
If you got a little pooch going on, that's not the dress you should be
probably
wearing.
Probably not
no
the best
bet.
I could see her belly button through that thing.
Gunt.
Yeah.
That's a gunt.
And she's pale can be.
Yeah. That's true.
It's not turning me on.
She's almost the same color as the dress itself.
Yeah. You don't know where the dress stops and her skin kind of begins.
Yeah.
There.
But I'm going to say that's an A cup.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's no better than an A.
Probably.
Ah. Too damn small. By the way, speaking of an A cup, that Kate Hudson.
Didn't she get a titty job a few years ago?
I don't know. For a chick that really doesn't have knockers, she loves to show what would be cleavage, but it doesn't really exist.
This picture creeps me out.
But that's like her mom. Her mom used to do that.
Right. But you got to give her points for that, though. At least she's trying to show something.
Now you're starting to sound like a girl, Gary. Oh, she tried. At least she tried.
I'm not. There's no way she's even close to
she
winning.
She's flat
this.
As a board. Are
she
you kidding
is,
me?
She absolutely is.
You could put rails on that and snort right off that without losing
right.
a tenth of a gram.
Wait, where are we
that's
doing
like,
lines?
That's like Dino wearing a plunging neckline.
It's like looking at a manila folder.
Oh, I can assure you there'd be no lines wasted on me. There's no doubt about that, man.
Oh, boy.
Kate Hudson. All right. She's right. She's a little lacking in the top, and it goes with
a
what
little.
You said. She's not, not so good.
Do you guys,
I agree.
Did you catch that Eva Longoria outfit?
That shit's weird, man.
Yeah, she was rocking this weird slit and sticking her leg out.
Yeah, they're all doing that stupid fucking Angelina Jolie thing.
Yeah, it doesn't work for everybody.
That looks like your teacher. That looks like your teacher at Belmont High School meeting you after a little session.
The cleavage thing is like a zipper. Like you can zip that thing right up.
But look at those tiny titties.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pointless.
She does. She really. Yeah, she doesn't have any.
Even Mark Sanchez had enough of her. Said bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how much I hate that Zooey Deschanel.
Oh,
I mean, I cannot stand
I'm with you there, actually.
Look at that pose, by the way. Face.
Right? Look at I know.
By the way, how about that without nothing, and you wake up in the morning with that staring at you?
But
I
you have
run.
To admit, look, the knockers are not that bad.
Right.
Okay.
If we go by your rules, I'm not supposed to look at the scowl on her face. I'm supposed
that's
to just...
a big B, I think.
Yeah, that's a big B cup right there. Yeah.
I think on her period, she might even hit the C mark.
Okay.
Because they grow just a little
bit. I don't want to go anywhere near Zooey Deschanel on her period.
Neither do I.
Oh, my.
Last thing I want to do. Amanda Seyfried.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, yeah. Nothing there.
Like
nothing.
Elf.
Yeah, that's
more like Amanda Seyfried.
she's done.
Nothing. This is like one flat-chested broad after another. Anne Hathaway.
Ah!
Throw her in there too.
Anne fancies herself as an intellectual, but I'm going to say she's an intellectual with no tits.
She has a camel dick for a nose. Look at that thing.
Wow.
And look at that hair. This looks like Ringo Starr. 1965.
Let's be careful with our next girl here.
Oh my.
We all love that Kaylee Cuoco.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
She wore this sort of semi-sheer situation going on.
She's
you
like
can see
clown.
The cleavage.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin Kaylee Cuoco for anyone, by the way. You do know she's the best friend of the daughter of someone we know.
What?
Friend of a daughter.
What do we do? Wait, time out. This is, please, can we go to commercial right now? Are you serious?
Yeah.
I want to get a little bit more.
You didn't know that?
Let's get her on the horn, right? She's the best thing. She is amazing. Mm. Like, she just did this layout for, like, GQ or Maxim or something like
that.
Little
shorts on.
Yeah, sick.
Yeah, but you know what you're missing?
Such a sleeper agent. She's amazing.
By the way, I happen to love her, too, until recently. I noticed something about her.
Uh-oh.
Flappers. She's got flappers.
Uh-oh.
You know, the arms with that skin hanging down,
yeah,
the flaps.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Shit,
yeah.
When she hosted, what was the People's Choice Awards the other night? Those flappers were in full view. Now, I happen to think, by the way, I watch Big Bang, and I've been watching it since the beginning. I think she's chunked up a bit since the show started.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, she's got a little bit on her, but I dig that.
Crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm okay with it. I'm just saying.
Right.
Yeah, she's got a little extra weight on her.
Yeah.
Do you think we could get her on the phone? Like,
and ask her about the flappers?
Just
so Dino can jack off to her.
Yeah.
I think her tits look good.
But her tits look all right in this thing.
Her tits are fine.
I'll give her.
Type it to me on the screen, Tom. Who's your friend?
The keyboard is about a mile away from where I'm sitting.
Never mind.
Put it this way, they had a tennis connection.
Oh, fuck this next one.
Okay.
I'm out.
All right.
I thought this was weird. Amy Poehler showed up on the red carpet with what appeared to be like a guy's jacket on that was completely unbuttoned down to like her belly button.
She's too old for this shit.
Down to her first roll of fat.
Right.
Too old, man.
And she just, didn't she just have a kid?
She had at least one. She might have had a second kid.
But I'm going to give her some points for at least trying. I mean, I would have loved to have seen somebody with a good set do this.
An older lady like that who tries, you got to give her some credit.
They're starting to SAG.
But they're not really, they're not like fried eggs or anything.
She's a member of SAG.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I'd poll her, but she's all right, dude. She's good. Let her go. Fuck it. She definitely is old, though. No question about that.
Yeah.
Megan Fox looked good last night.
Yeah. Megan Fox always looks good.
Yeah, I mean, that's one hell of a body.
Yeah.
I mean, she doesn't have huge cans, but they're obviously good.
She looks like she weighs about 87 pounds.
And she just had a kid, too.
It's 20 pounds of tit.
Exactly. And no flappers on her, by the way.
Oh, no.
Zero flappers.
No.
Flap, flap, flap.
Nothing whatsoever. I put this one in here for you, Tom. Adele.
Hey,
yes,
it's
mine.
Oh, man. She's so beautiful, you guys. Look at her. Just
unbelievable.
Doing her
She's
thing.
The biggest thing the last 2 years, I'll tell you what.
She's doing her thing and fucking taking everything out with her as she walks.
You know how the English accent helps broads out?
Yeah.
In this case, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't even work.
No.
By the way, do you know her album? This is a weird phenomenon. Do you know her album was number one in 2011? Number one album in America. It was also the number one album in 2012, the very same album.
Really?
Has that happened before?
I think it has happened before, but it doesn't happen often.
She looks like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Yeah, isn't that unbelievable?
No, a Tyrannosaurus Rex was the leaner, I would say.
She's like a Brontosaurus.
This one, when she sits around the house, she sits around the house.
She looks like a bear.
Yeah, no doubt
oh,
about it.
My God.
It's chilly out. She goes and gets a bowl.
I am pretty convinced that Claire Danes is batshit crazy.
Yeah. I'm in. I like
that. She looks about 50 in this picture.
Yeah,
guys.
She's definitely
she looks
aging.
Like
I think she has a couple kids in the...
Holy shit.
In the house. But
still
the body's all right. Yeah. The body's okay. She doesn't really have great knockers or anything, but, you know.
Did she have some facial surgery or something?
Yeah, because she does look different. Exactly.
Looks a little taut.
Yeah, and you know what? She decided to grow her hair out a little bit. Somebody must have had a chat with her and tell her the lesbian looks not so great.
She grew the roots out, too, I see.
Well, yeah, look up this broad. You're right. She does look 50-ish. Let's see what's going on.
I'm a huge fan of Sienna Miller, and I love the English accent on her.
Yeah,
she wore a stupid-ass dress.
That's so dumb.
You can't see anything going on in there.
I'm telling you, wonderful titties hanging out under there. We just can't see
it. And she looks about 16 in this picture.
Yes. She wore virtually no makeup at all. She's like one of the only broads to show up without overly caked makeup going on.
Uh-huh.
She is hot. And nothing like... Yeah. Oh, here's another one for you, too.
Oh.
That Lena Dunham.
Oh.
This is the chick that I guess is responsible for girls. And what a fucking mess she is.
Oh,
I mean, what
God.
A mess.
Not only is she a pig.
Oh, my God.
Not all, I'm that hair, where she's looking more butch than ever. But that hideous trailer trash tattoo that she wears on the show, I thought that was just for the show.
The worst.
I see it. It's real.
It's incomplete, and it's the ugliest fucking thing in the world. You would
and by the way, she shows her tits on that show every week.
Yeah, I know.
Nothing you want
to
see.
Put them back.
Oh, please.
I had no idea the tattoo was fake.
Yeah,
it's real.
It's real.
You know, I have to go over the new ratio, by the way. I don't know if you've seen this show, girls, okay? But if you could express it in terms of a fraction, okay? If you put eroticism on top. No. If you put number of naked scenes in a TV show on top and eroticism on the bottom, it would be infinity because you can't divide by zero. I've never seen a show with more sex where I am less aroused than this show.
No.
Do you guys know how old this broad is?
If you're looking at that, then that's just, I mean, that says it all right there.
Take a guess how old she is.
She's about 24, I think.
Ooh, that's a pretty good guess.
That's way off. That's hard living, 24.
Jeez. No, she's 26.
26.
But I'm saying,
she's just a mess.
She took notes from the Kathy Bates School of Looks.
She was saying that her publicist kept telling her to fix her tits because they were all, like, you know, falling down and stuff. And you would think, okay, here's your opportunity to cover that stupid tat up. Right?
Have a little makeup. You know, Eva Longoria has tats.
Sleeves.
And you never see them. Right. Okay? Yeah. I know they're there, but you never see them.
Grow your hair out, Lena, now.
Mm. No. You know what? It doesn't matter how long hair is. You can't hide that.
Fuck off my computer.
You can't. And she could have hair like Rapunzel. You could not hide what's under that.
I wonder if she's wearing Spanx or like a cord. Yeah. One of those things to hold your guts in there. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because you know that she's just all loose.
Too much time on the fat rod, dude. Let's move on.
Everything's loose.
I wonder
if
she enjoys like Baskin Robbins. Yeah. I wonder what it is for her that pushes her over
everything,
the top like that.
Everything by, by the cord.
My, oh my.
The Golden Globe Awards would be the perfect opportunity for somebody like Olivia Munn to totally knock it out of the park.
Yet
she doesn't.
Oh, not?
She has like a stupid dress.
She looks like a man in this one.
She always looks like she, no matter how good you think she looks, she's always trying to dumb it down.
She has a fantastic body.
Right.
I mean, she can kill all these other broads.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to be that way forever, Olivia. Not forever. No.
I sat with her at a table, in my opinion.
Did you jerk off right there?
Underneath the table. But I found her to be not very cool at all.
You sat with her at a table? Was Kurt Vonnegut there?
No, this was a different thing. It was a completely... I was with her and this other chick, and this other chick from Australia just is amazingly hotter than her. But I thought, you know, she's hot in person, but she just wasn't cool at all. And I thought, man, whoever dates this broad... She was dating Captain Kirk, I think, at the time. The kid that plays Captain Kirk, she thought she was all that. Not a nice person at all.
Dino's pissed off about her personality.
I am.
What did you expect?
I just thought she'd be cool. I mean, it was on the set of this thing they were shooting, and I was just there, and she just was not cool at all.
Like, he didn't get enough attention from Olivia Munn. And some reason he was expecting it.
Yes, I was.
So
I was sitting right next to her, and, you know, everybody else was talking, but she took the big time route. So, you know, you're out.
What about the tits?
By the way, if I show you guys the other girl at the table, a young lady named Nikki Whelan, she's sick hot and 10 times nicer.
Look, there are a tits underneath that dress. You just don't get to see them, and therefore you knock her down to like a D. Or a C for wearing that stupid thing.
Right.
Ugh. That's the deal.
All right.
Very surprised to see Jessica Alba last night looking as though she lost all her tits.
Well, I wonder if she never had tits in the first place.
No, she definitely had them.
They're there. They're there.
You sure? Mm-hmm. Look at that.
No, they're there.
They appear to be gone.
Well, she's just pictured on vacation with the children's.
Yeah?
And in a bikini. But they were just showing her ass, and she was like... on all fours with the tits hanging down.
Oh, yeah.
She does look super slim, I'll say that.
She doesn't have an ounce of fat on her.
No.
And that includes breasts. It's just not there.
Yeah.
It's kind of disappointing.
Poor shot.
Lucy Liu.
By the way, this still isn't working, the cough button.
Yeah, I hear that.
Just want to make a record of that.
Anybody like themselves some Lucy Liu? Dressed in a tablecloth.
Not only is she dressed in a tablecloth, but I'm sorry, my eyes drift upward. And she's another one of these people, when she's looking straight at you, you can't tell if she's looking at you or the person next to you.
She's like Medusa.
Yeah, you're right about that. And it's not just because she's slanty, as Art would say.
If she ever spoke to me, I'd think she was talking to the guy sitting behind me.
Man.
Come on, you thought that too.
I'd still do
you see
it.
This chick in the back left? She looks fucked up as all hell.
Yeah, it's a little worse.
Yeah.
J-Lo showed up last night. Not sure why, do you?
No.
Because she's on TV. Wait, anymore?
They're here to promote her latest Fiat commercial. Mm-hmm. What is she here doing?
No shit. She's wearing some flesh-colored thing.
By the way, that fat chick in the background thinks they're wearing all black. She's going to hide the fact she's 180 pounds. I just want to say.
By the way, that's,
it does.
I think that's a plant by J-Lo. So J-Lo looks even better. Because when you put, like, Chaz Bono behind her, you know, she looks really good then. So that might be a plant.
Well, J-Lo's got a world-class ass. Everybody knows that. Her tits were never really her strong point.
No.
Right?
You know? Nope.
But then you have to talk to J-Lo.
Yep, I agree with you there. That's a pain.
Have a glory hole for an ass where you just the ass comes out one side and you don't have to actually talk to her, that'd be great.
Right.
Problem is, just ask Mark Anthony. You have to then speak to her.
Yeah.
Well, listen to her speaking to you.
Exactly. That.
Halle Berry showed up with a slit in a dress that looks like something you see under an overpass in Phoenix or something. I don't know what that fucking dress is.
It's a map of the Americas before Christopher Columbus.
Oh, my.
But she does have a rockin' body. Wasn't really putting the tits on display last night, unfortunately, because she really knows how to do it. Just look at that body.
Yep.
It's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And she's how old?
Wonderfully brown.
She's 45 or 46 now.
Lord.
Yeah.
Unbelievable deal.
Looking that shit up.
There's nobody weirder looking in the world to me than this Juliana Rancic.
46.
Yeah.
What a huge head she has for the size of her body. She clearly, in my opinion, looks like she's anorexic or something.
Like she's the anchor woman at a TV station in Rochester, New York, with the big TV head.
It looks like that collar's actually holding her head attached to her shoulders.
Yes. Yes, exactly, on a 12-year-old's body.
Weird as shit.
nothing turns me on less than her.
Oh my.
I'm telling you.
What about Lena Dunham?
Oh, true. Yeah.
Don't be careful. Be careful which superlative you use.
Yes. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. I don't know who Kerry Washington is. Does anybody know?
Nope.
But this woman does not have breasts.
Nope.
None whatsoever.
Apparently not a career, since none of us even know who she is.
In this photo, she didn't have any charisma or anything. She's just standing there staring at the camera.
I'd rather look at Zoe Deschanel.
All right, so here we start to get into the top 10, 11 or so, top dozen. I don't know who Carly Steele is, but she whipped out some knockers last night. Really good cleavage. Kind of a stupid dress, one for an older broad, but look at the cleavage.
She kind of is an older broad.
Look at the cleavage.
It looks good. Dude.
Right?
I mean,
cleavage is good.
I could see a Bronski in there.
I'm just putting my hand over the top part. That turkey neck is distracting.
This Catherine McPhee, she's a sleeper. I've been telling people this forever. Yeah. She does have a rocking body, and she whipped out the knockers last night for everybody to enjoy. What a fantastic dress. Left very little to the imagination. Look at that big side boob there.
Looks like she had the pasty on. She had a little bit of the nip slip, but she had the pasty on.
You kind of have to do that in case they get unleashed.
There's something to her. I think she married some old dude, too. So maybe some daddy issues there.
I don't know why Heidi Klum was there. Anybody know why Heidi Klum would show up?
She's got free time now that she dumped Seal.
She's do like America's Next Top Model or some shit like that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And so she might be considered a television personality.
Yeah.
She does have great tits. She's looking older. Look at her face. Yeah.
She started looking like an old German woman. You know, they start to look.
Yeah. Totally, dude.
Here's a sleeper, Rosaria Dawson.
Yeah. She's no sleeper.
She's got big ass knockers.
She's huge.
No sleeper. She's been on Tom's radar for a long time.
She's Puerto Rican.
Is she a PR?
Yeah, she's a PR. She's a Puerto Rican.
PR. Wow, I mean, what a body on her, right?
Oh, you didn't know about that?
Yeah, she's showing no cleavage, by the way.
She's
just
33.
Just sort of a hugging dress that leaves very little to the imagination.
I'm guessing there's a little chunkiness going on that she's hiding with all that ruffly stuff over her gunt.
Stuff going on in the midsection, maybe.
Wikipedia is never right. It says she's Puerto Rican and Afro-Cuban.
Afro-Cuban?
Yeah.
That's meaning right. Black Cuban.
Right up somebody. Black
Cuban. Like Soledad O'Brien.
Gotcha, gotcha.
I have been with women from her.
Wow, her biological father's name, let's see.
You can't pronounce it?
No, Patrick Harris, I think I could.
Patrick Harris.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her mom, man. Tell you what, Isabel Celeste. That's, I'm down. Down.
That, bring it. That Hayden Panettiere has come back very, very strong. There's lots of talk about perhaps she had some work done. We don't know, but her knockers are just looking so good right now. I mean, so good. And she maybe knocked off a couple LBs, and she's just got the whole package is really fucking working.
She's starting to look womanly. As opposed to like a gymnast. You know,
right.
She oftentimes looks like a gymnast.
Yeah. Yep. Couple years ago, it was hard for me to buy into it, and now, I am buying in.
Singing the song.
I think the friend we all know who had her at the wrong time. He could have had her now, not then.
Oh, my.
How about this Sarah Hyland from Modern Family?
Yes.
Yeah. Look at that.
She was pushing them up last night.
Yeah.
Pushing them up.
Very good.
By the way, you want to know who's really got the titties on that show besides Sofia Vergara? You can just sit there popping a big bone all night long. But it's what plays the younger sister.
No.
She's up a cup size every episode.
Oh, no. Is it okay for us to look at
that? No, you can't look at that.
She's not legal.
Her name is
she's the one that's trying to get away from
Ariel Winter.
Yeah, that's getting away from her mother.
I thought you were going to say the fat gay guy had the nice tits.
Well, he does have the biggest tits on the show. Eric Stone Street.
How long we got on our girl, Ms. Winter.
You got another 4 years to wait, T.
Oh, you're right.
But I think she was emancipated or something, so who knows what's going on over there.
Emancipation proclamation.
I said this on Likas 101 News for Guys like a week or two ago, that Taylor Swift is finally starting to whip it out a little bit,
and we're starting
to discover what's underneath there, and what's underneath there is good.
Yep.
It is good.
Except.
It is good.
Looks like a little back fat there, though.
Oh, come on.
Some ripples.
For one thing. She could look as good as she wants, but according to the story, she doesn't.
Dude, focus. It's all about the tits.
It's nice, though,
okay?
Man. Like, zoom in. Do you get that zoom going?
She had leather pants on New Year's Eve.
She has fantastic breasts.
I'm zoomed in 82% right now, man. It's good.
Jennifer Lawrence is at the top of many, many guys' lists as one of the hottest broads around these days. I forget how old she is, but she wore a very weird dress last night that made her... tits look all coney and strange.
It's very 50s like.
Yeah, right?
Stupid.
Like two party hats.
Kind of lame.
Our nice girl's 22.
But you know,
the
those are fresh, wonderful C cups right
fucking
there.
Fucking
right
supple,
out of the oven.
Yeah, don't.
That shit is supple.
Don't anybody get the wrong idea.
Fuck that.
George Clooney is just the king as far as I'm concerned. He knows how to show up to these things. He knows how to have the right thing on his arm and walk her through like I'm the fucking king. And he did so last night with Stacey Keibler.
She looks good.
Yeah.
Who was wearing kind of a stupid dress that was smashing her titties a little bit.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt they're fantastic. Mm-hmm.
The eyebrows do that little upside-down V thing that I can't stand.
Yeah. I mean, if you were going to pick apart a perfect person, I suppose you could say that, yes.
Yes.
That's true.
Well, I wouldn't say she's perfect, but and it's not just her. It's anyone who does it. A lot of Hispanic chicks do that, by the way. They got the eyebrows that are shaped like upside-down Vs.
You know, she's never going to appear on Tom's list anyway. You have to consider what's going on here.
That's right.
She's has no not an iota of brown in her, so automatically she's going to not make the 10 status.
No, but
my
list is coming up here now.
All right.
I know, I'm looking at it too.
So
here we
finally
go.
What I thought were the top two, when you talk tits.
Top four.
You have to talk Sofia Vergara. You have to.
Top four tits.
I'm zooming in.
I think those are the best tits that I've ever seen in Hollywood. Really?
Yeah. They
even
are,
more than the
they,
upcoming number
they
one?
Are,
come
they
on.
They are right? Absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The dress, they could have been pushed up a little more. You know what I'm saying? She could have really gone for it, but she kind of went a little low key. And
she didn't have to go too high because she's a 32F.
The cleavage is just awesome. It's absolutely ridiculous.
32F.
And if you were going to say that's number one, there's no argument for me. I am, however, going to go with what appears to be, to me, almost be the hands-down winner every time she shows up just because of the girth of these knockers.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm talking about Selma Hayek.
Yeah. They're like flotations.
Now, my only question about Selma Hayek is, I don't, you know, a lot of catty women out there who love to say shit. And at one time or another, I had heard people say that she had had some work done.
Sure, I'm sure she has. I don't think those could stay up the way they do.
But Sofia Vergara has not had work done.
Yeah, okay.
That's the real deal. Now, by the way, these are my two favorites. You left them the best for last, Gary.
Right. Yeah.
There's no argument for me. If I had to pick one over the other, I'd be the happiest man on earth. But, by the way, also, little facial work looks like it's been done. Mm-hmm. You know, she's getting up into her late 40s, and I get the feeling, just an opinion, that something got stretched a little bit or tucked a little bit or something.
Sophia might be the new normal, man.
Yeah.
Well, she's my new normal. I'll tell you what.
So Tom's number one is Sophia Viagra, hands down, right?
No doubt.
I mean, she's jumped Salma Hayek, who had that title for since I can remember. So this Sophia is amazing.
Well, Sophia is about 6-7 years younger than Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
And, you know, as I always say, you always have to make room for the new model.
Number one.
There's not much room with all that tit rolling around.
But can you imagine trying to, you know, contain a broad, like a hot-tempered Latina like that, man, after a couple of drinks and shit?
Spicy,
what a mess.
Caliente.
She'd be throwing remote controls, ringing doorbells, going bananas.
I'd be that, just like when I had the remote control thrown at me, I'd be the happiest man alive.
Yes. Considering the source, yes, you would.
Nothing like that.
It'd be worth it.
Right.
You'd give her another one to throw. You missed. Do it again.
Absolutely.
So now we can open it up to anything outside of the award show last night.
Yes.
Or anybody that we've mentioned. It now includes anybody in Hollywood. What do you think
anybody.
The best knockers are?
And they don't even have to be in Hollywood. I mean, I have to be well-known women, chicks who are, they could be recording artists. They could be actresses. They could be models. They could be Playboy models, whatever. I'm no fan of. There are some that I'm okay with, but most porn chicks, I'll tell you, the standards of chicks in porn have gone down a long way since back in the day. They've gone down. So I'm not a big fan of most porn stars, but I am a fan of these Latina chicks who've come in here with these mammoth jungle breasts. Are you kidding me?
They're speaking to you.
Oh.
I'm not going in, Thompson. You know he's so charged up right now.
It's the best. I could literally just suffocate between two big brown breasts and just die right there and be perfectly happy.
There he goes talking about death
again. I could.
With a big smile on his face.
That would be it.
That's it, Deanie said.
A new epitaph. I told you I was down with the brown.
Right? Yeah, I'll show you the Bronski beat right here. Take a look.
I'm surprised to see Ms. Hayek. You finally you pass the torch now. It's just
she's been knocked off.
Yeah.
Little does she know.
Yeah.
And by the way, still a healthy number two though.
God damn it! Look at
way ahead of Lena Dunham.
Yeah, there's definitely a gap. That one and two count right there. Then three is a distance.
Yes, for me anyway.
Right, right.
All right, who has the best breasts in Hollywood? That's what the Golden Globes Awards are all about. And we're not going to screen the call. You can call in and tell us who has the best breasts. Just call 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
It's just like radio, except the asshole who runs it is on the air. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Here's something for you sci-fi fans. It's a brand new novel by DMJ Orini called As I Walk These Broken Roads. It's a book about brotherhood, knowledge, social collapse, and the nature of violence. The Washington Times describes it as the must-read book of 2012. It takes place in the decaying remnants of a dead civilization where two men arise, one a soldier, trained in the art of war, the other a mechanic with an instinctive understanding of machines. These are two throwbacks in a shattered world. Sounds kind of cool, right? Check it out. The post-apocalyptic thriller As I Walk These Broken Roads by DMJ Arini, available now on Amazon. You can click through on our website. As I Walk These Broken Roads, buy it before the collapse.
When I first tried seeping new normal music enriched with today's hottest indie pop and indie rock, it was so good that I told two friends about it. And they told two friends, and so on, and so on, and so on. And believe me, there's still nothing like the original New Normal music. It gives me super jams, super grooves, and super nutrients. Try it. You'll tell your friends about it. And they'll tell their friends, and so on, and so on. Be sure to get the original New Normal music with today's hottest upbeat indie pop and indie rock. NewNormalMusic.com. Be that lizard.
Do you need a website? I mean a real website. A site that looks totally professional and displays on all mobile devices, like the iPhone and the iPad. Then you need Cornell Design Group. That's CORNELL at CornellDesignGroup.com. And, of course, you'll find them on our sponsors page at BlowMeUpTom.com. And listen to this. Tell them Tom Likas sent you, and you will get a 25% discount. That's a hell of a deal. Now, I'm telling you, go check out their work for yourself. Visit CornellDesignGroup.com today. Cornell Design Group. They're going to build you a badass website and mobile site for one great price. And mention my name, Tom Likas, you get 25% off. It's Cornell Design Group at CornellDesignGroup.com. Tom Likas Show from the New Normal Studios in Burbank, California. It's the 2013 Golden Globes Award from Burbank, California, where we figure out who has the best breasts in the entertainment industry. 901-3000. Tom, the phones are on screen, so let's rock here. 901-3000-866. Here comes Dave in Portland, Oregon, on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
What's up, Pops?
Not much, Dave.
Hey, my nomination for the best Globes in Hollywood, Megan Price from Rules of Engagement, that sitcom.
Now, I've seen her. I've seen Rules of Engagement. Honestly, she strikes me as being 40-something. In a kind of a bland, whitey kind of way. And so I've never looked at her tits. Are they nice tits?
You got to look down, buddy.
Really?
Look down. They're worth it.
On that show, though, she doesn't really show them off very often.
It depends on the episode. I saw one last night that it did her favors.
Really?
So,
all right.
Yeah, I recommend. Just
I'm going to take another look. I'll always look at a pair of tits. So I'm going to take another look for sure.
Hey, Tom, take me out John Ritter style.
John Ritter style. Here you go. We do have John Ritter style. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number on the Tom Likas Show. It's the 2013 Golden Globes Awards. Who has the best breasts in Hollywood? Hello.
You guys didn't mention her. She might be a little on the smaller side. Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain.
Yeah. Did you see her in that dress? She had no necklace on. You know, she was ready for a pearl necklace. You know, whip one up real quick and right on there.
Looks to me like you were practicing on your TV screen like Winky did.
No, I did that back in the day to Peggy Bundy, though.
That would be, by the way, a cool way to bring Winky Dink into the 21st century. Instead of using the crayons on your TV screen, how about you just give the girls a pearl necklace?
Yeah, that's right. Now, how about, this one's a little off the beaten path, but how about celebrity chef Nigella Lawson?
I don't know her.
She's got big, big British tits.
Really?
Oh, I know the
one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I want to know.
Is she hotter than Padma Lakshmi?
No, the Indian broad's much hotter facially, but this chick's got some extra pounds on, but a lot of it is in the knockers.
Really?
Yeah. And she has the English accent, so that's always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Padma Lakshmi has seen Salman Rushdie naked. I don't know if that makes me feel better or worse about her.
Yeah, you got to check her out. Nigella Lawson, she's a real winner. She's got a new show coming out with Anthony Bourdain.
Oh. All right.
I wonder if Tony's going to hit that.
Very good.
All right, Tom, blow me up.
I'll blow you up, baby. Here you go. Tom, unscreened calls. As we vote on the best breasts in Hollywood, it's the 2013 Golden Globes Awards. And who has the best breasts in Hollywood?
Tom, I don't know if she was at the Golden Globes or not, but I saw the Three Stooges yesterday, and I think Gary's going to say Sophia Viagra. Oh, my God, bro. Fucking A.
Was she in the Three Stooges movie? I didn't know that.
I didn't even know that either, but it was on HBO last night. I checked it out, and I was only, like, watching it just because of her, man. It was fucking ridiculous.
Have you seen that movie yet, Tom?
If I did, I'd know Sofia Vergara was in it.
By the way, it's so bad, I couldn't even get, like, a quarter way through it. I mean, it's awful.
No, it sucks, but she makes it better, though, Tom. And, Tom, what is that show you talked about with Adam Sachs, that show Girls or something?
Right, it's on HBO. The new season started with the Sunday night episode.
I can't believe you watched that show, man. Jesus.
Oh, no, but I don't watch it for the reasons you think. I watch it because, first of all, it's about a bunch of ball-busting bitches in New York. It confirms everything I've told you. If this show is at all accurate about young women, this confirms everything I've told you about New York bitches.
Oh, it's in New York, right?
New York. It's in New York.
It's in New York. That's why you're watching it.
It takes place in Brooklyn. And these are the broads I've described to you, the fives who think they're tens, the ball busters. I mean, it's right down the line. If you have any doubt about what I'm telling you about New York women, take a look at this show, Girls, and I'm telling you, it confirms everything I've said.
Nah, fuck that. I'd rather watch The Lake Show or Boardwalk Empire, bro. I'm not watching that girl's show.
Oh, don't worry. I don't watch this show live. What, are you kidding me? The Lakers come first and foremost.
Fourth season or something, man.
It's like, it just started the second season, this show.
Yeah, like you. I just hope you don't watch Sex in the City, Tom. I mean, geez.
No, that would be pushing it.
Yeah, I'll be pushing it. Also, Taylor Swift, was she at the Golden Globes?
She was, yes.
Dude, big fan of Taylor Swift. I don't know, so she...
Her singing? There. You're a fan of her music?
No. Dude, I heard Gary say she was showing a little cleavage or something. I want to fucking... I mean, I heard she doesn't put out or anything, but damn. Dude.
And by the way, even if she does, after she dumps you, or you dump her, then she writes a song about you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
By the way, I would do Taylor Swift just to have her write a song about what an asshole I am, because it pays to advertise.
I just want to hit it, dude. God. Fuck that.
Where is he, by the way? You in, like, a bathroom, dude?
Oh, I'm in a long hallway. Do I echo in here or something? Or?
Just a little bit. You sound like Cousin Brucey.
Don't know who that is, Tom. Hey, check me out Italian cowboy style, Tom.
What would that be?
That's I'm Ready to Rock, followed by a zipper, and then an Eden Claw style.
All right, Italian cowboy style. Here you go.
I'm Ready to Rock.
Brutal honesty is just a phone call away. Attorneys are standing by. 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You guys know I'm here to help you get laid, to help you with your money, keep you focused on achieving your dreams. Well, longtime listener, and now one of our newest advertisers, Skip LaCour, is the man who can help you get in shape, build some muscle, lose that body fat, get healthier, and have more energy. It's Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, the highest quality and most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplements on the market. In fact, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition was nominated for New Brand of the Year in 2012 on bodybuilding.com, the world's number one online retailer of nutritional supplements in the world. The new year's here, and now is the time to finally take control. Go to this special website, tom.massmachinenutrition.com. And download free of charge an ebook and a 1-hour audio teaching that guides you through effectively and efficiently getting your body in shape. Skip is a 6-time national championship bodybuilder, but don't let that intimidate you. He's a listener, for God's sake, and he's one of the best coaches on the planet. He's been guiding and motivating regular guys just like you to get in shape for over 25 years. Go to tom.massmachinenutrition.com. Supreme, clean, Mass Machine Nutrition.
Great Big Radio. Required by law to call ourselves an oldie station. But we're a pant load more than that. Great Big Radio took the greatest hits of all time. Then we weeded out all the crap. And again we say, then we threw in all the stuff that radio just doesn't play anymore. Here comes another one. Then we pull it all together with that world-renowned new normal attitude. So throw away that radio, trash your TV, kick your toaster to the curb, and listen to
Great Big Radio.
Oldies Gone Wrong from the new normal, 24/7 at greatbigradio.com.
You've heard me talk many times about Real Estate Network Group. They've been with us since day one, and we've been saying it all along. It's a great time to buy, folks. Interest rates are hovering at all-time lows. Check in with Real Estate Network Group right now and get a free consultation to discuss your long- and short-term goals. Give them a call right now, 310-784-8800. Real Estate Network Group, teaching their clients how to use real estate as a vehicle towards financial independence. And not by using theory or quoting books, they actually practice what they preach. They're investors themselves. Our friends at Real Estate Network Group understand that it's not just about properties, but it's also about lifestyle. So if you've been thinking about that beach house, these are the guys that'll help you take it from dream to reality. And there are good friends at Real Estate Network Group. Call them, 310-784-8800. Use their services, and they'll give you one free year membership to Premium Tom and the Gary and Dino Show. I said and. Yes, I did. Real Estate Network Group, 310-784-8800. Call now. The Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios here in Burbank. And without screening, we are taking your calls to find out who has the best breasts in Hollywood. The 2013 Golden Globes Award, last held in 2008. By the way, my thanks to the asshole who, he couldn't just kill himself. He had to do it on the 101 eastbound today at Las Virgenes. The fat guy was almost an hour late to work today. I don't give a shit about you, you fucking asshole, killing yourself out on the freeway. Fuck you. And there was the CHP scraping your body up off the 101. Fuck you. Dickwad, you want to kill yourself? Stay home and kill yourself. Fucking asshole. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. The best breast in Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Tom. I have two that you might like. Did you ever see that movie Captain America, the First Avenger?
No, I did not.
There's this actress called Hayley Atwell. She's British. She's got delicious white knockers. They're huge. They're tremendous. I love them.
Wow. Okay. Never saw the movie. Never heard of her.
Yeah, she's a British actress. Take a couple of pictures, check her out. I think you'll really like her. And another one that you might like, I know I don't want to take up anybody else's time because everybody else wants to, you know, get their votes in too, but one more that I suggest that you might like, her name is Melissa Rauch. She was in that TV show, The Big Bang Theory or something like that. She's like the nerdy girlfriend of one of the male characters. Anyway, she's blonde, blue-eyed, and she has delicious knockers also. I've definitely, the guys out there should definitely take a look at these two girls, Haley Atwell and Melissa Rauch. I think you might be impressed. You might like it.
Okay, very nice. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, it's the 2013 Golden Globes Awards. Who's got the best breasts in Hollywood or Burbank or beyond? Hello. We'll never know what you think now. Hi, okay, it's the Golden Globes Awards. Who has the best breasts?
Erin Heatherton.
Who is that?
Erin Heatherton, she's a bikini model. She's fucking hot as hell, man. She's fucking, she's dating some NFL player. She's a fucking super hot Jewish chick. Blonde hair, fucking blue eyes, huge ass knockers.
Heatherton doesn't sound like a Jewish name.
I know, man, but she looks like she's Swedish or German or something, but I looked her up. Yeah, she's fucking Jewish, man.
Really?
Fucking hot as hell.
Wow.
Yeah. And another thing, man, I fucking watched that show Girls last night for the first time. Man, that made me fucking sick, dude. I turned it on and it started out.
I warned you. I told you.
This guy was fucking her and it was nasty. She's all, where do you want to come on me? Dude, that shit is sick.
Was she naked again?
Yeah, it was nasty.
Yeah.
Man, I've been listening to you for like 20 years, man, since way back in Seattle, dude.
Wow.
You fucking changed my life. You changed my life, dude. I used to let fucking bitches stomp all over me. And, man, after listening to you, I treat them like shit. I go for the hot ones, fucking, you know, and they just keep coming back for more. Anyway, man, take me out with the bong hit.
All right, here you go. Tom, the 2013 Golden Globes Awards. Who has the best breast in the entertainment industry? Thank you. Hello?
Gotta be Alicia Cuthbert. Alicia Cuthbert.
Really? No one's mentioned her today.
No.
Because she was not at the Golden Globes, I don't think.
No, but who cares? Canadian representation, you know, I put my tongue so far up her ass, you have no idea.
That's how I rate them. How far would I be willing to put my tongue up their ass?
Oh, yeah. She's A+. You take me out with Tom Likas first boner style?
What would that be?
Celia Cruz, Guantanamera, a zipper, and a boing.
I don't think we have Celia Cruz, but I do think we have the other. There we go.
I thought it was going to be the National Geographic
thing. Hey, by the way, remember that guy asked for Norway style the other day?
Yes.
Yeah.
We never got to play
with
that.
The whale?
Yeah, I want to play that.
Right, that's Harry.
He made something with a whale?
Yeah, I did.
Wow.
Okay.
No Norwegian taste.
I wouldn't know that was Norwegian, but now I've been educated.
Right.
Right.
If he had a boner, he doesn't have it anymore. I'll tell you that.
All right. Who has the best breasts in Hollywood? Hello.
He already called it. He must be butt dialing.
He's thinking about it. All right. Hi. The Golden Globes Awards. Who has the best breasts in Hollywood? Hello.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Well, I actually saw this girl's breast. I saw Donna Hines' tits one time, and they were fabulous. I don't know if anybody said it so far, but her tits are fabulous.
Where did you see her tits? Did you date her or something?
No, she was a backstage of the Academy Awards, and she was wearing this little thick dress, and she was talking to this Mexican composer that just won the award, and she's like reaching in there trying to lift him up, and she just grabbed a handful of tits. And I'm looking at her, like, jaws dropping, and she, in Spanish, she told this guy, it's okay, we're all family. And she's just trying to adjust herself, and literally, I saw nipples just flop up, and I'm like, that was something I was
kidding. That's not a handful, that's an armload of tits.
It was beautiful, Tom. Yeah. I wish I had my camera, I would take a picture of it.
If you're taking a picture of it, you probably could have sold it for $50,000.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're family.
I'm sure you'd have bought it too, Tom. I'm sure you like those Latinas, huh?
I understand.
We're family.
Thank you for that. All right, the 2013 Golden Globes Awards coming up next. It's time for another edition of Money Monday. If you've got money questions, now's the time for you to call in.
For everyone who wants to stop depending on mommy and daddy, you're listening to Money Monday, 901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it is time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Yay.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the number one selling magazine on newsstands devoted to beer. It's Beer Magazine. A female Palm Beach County school teacher who was charged with DUI and hit and run offered oral sex to a police officer and invited him to grope her in exchange for letting her go. This sounds really hot until you see her picture.
Oh, then it's not so good. Oh, bummer.
What a mess.
Well, she knew her life would be over as a teacher, no doubt. So,
it's Mary P. Maloney, in case anybody knows her. Mary Maloney, 53, of Lake Worth, Florida.
And she definitely...
Holy shit.
I think a minimum is of a DUI defense properly is like $5,000
could
or something like that.
Could you see her offering the grope to you?
I can see her offering. Wow. I want to see the sucker that takes it.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable deal. An Austin man in Texas.
Maloney.
Austin man and woman are in jail after a prostitution sting at Bikini's Bar and Grill on Friday. The affidavit says that Sarah Jordan, 30, agreed to have sex for $350 to $400.
Oh, my God.
There was a little wiggle room in there. She also said there was some sex toys and some costumes in her vehicle that was parked nearby.
Yeah, it's a ripoff. She's not worth it.
$350 to $400. There's no picture of her.
I know, but she's not
just
worth
a dude.
$500 almost. Wow.
Sophia Viagra says she's nervous about the threesome sex scene she's set to shoot with Sharon Stone.
I wonder why there's any degree of being
nervous.
Are
you all right over there?
I am. I'm okay now.
You having trouble?
I still can't get over the teacher.
Is it the picture of the teacher?
The teacher's really upsetting.
Just imagine her going down on you, dude.
No. Yes. Well, you're going to make me puke.
Look into her eyes. Go ahead.
They're squinting. I can't.
Sophia and Sharon Stone set to do that fading gigolo, which seems to have been shooting now for 400 years, because we've seen pictures of her semi-naked.
Right.
But apparently there's a threesome scene somewhere in there, and Sophia says she's nervous about it. Who gives a shit? You know what I'm saying?
No shit.
You know it's going to be good.
Right. And Sharon Stone, believe it or not, has come back a little bit looks-wise. So she lost it, and then she started gaining ground again recently. Because she's no spring chicken, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. She's got to be like 80-something. Yeah. But she still looks good, pretty good for 80. And, of course, you throw Viagra into the mix, it's all good.
Right. Is she a dyke? That's what people were saying last night after Jodie Foster's acceptance speech. Nobody really knows.
No.
It wasn't really clear.
I don't know why she even bothered to say anything. Like, this is far more attention than if she would have just said it either way. But said she had to be vague about it. Now even more people are talking about it. Just say it.
She's completely nuts. I mean, I don't see how you didn't come away with that last night.
Oh, absolutely. The coming out meant that she was coming out to say she's cray, because that she is, definitely.
There is no doubt about it.
I mean, it just went all over the map. You know, I've listened to people who have done meth make a whole lot more sense than that. So our girl really done lost her skull.
No shit. By the way, I'd like to see Jodie Foster on meth. That's just a side note.
Wow.
A couple of pick alerts for you. Check out Lady Gaga as she splits her pants on stage.
Now, this is worth it because...
Don't be asked.
Yep. She decided to wear leather pants, and the leather pants aren't necessarily made for everybody. In this case, my Italian friend here, she made a serious error in judgment, and she done split her pants.
Some super hot broad named Irina Shayk. What do you know about her?
I don't know.
Send me this picture. She's fantastic.
She's absolutely ridiculous. I think she's one of those Sports Illustrated models that, you know, makes the calendar every year. She is ridiculous. Mm. She's out there parading herself around the beaches of Miami.
She does well with a bikini.
And she does quite well with the bikini. I have to give her full credit. I can't even say her name, but yeah, right. It's Irina whatever.
Yeah,
Hot.
Some shit like that.
Irina Hot is her name.
There you have it. Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
I'm home.
Be sure to check out our podcast at GaryandDino.com. There's a brand new show up every Friday, GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
We've all done it. You drop your iPhone, the screen cracks. Someone spills coffee on your keyboard. You download a virus. I hate when that happens. Well, if you're in Los Angeles and that happens, you're in luck because PC Mac Tech offers same-day service for your PC, your Mac, your iPad, or your iPhone. Los Angeles-based PC Mac Tech is staffed by certified PC and Apple repair technicians. PC Mac Tech, for liquid damage, cracked screens, and emergency computer repair. This has happened to all of us, right? Now give them a call. This is the number, 818-207-8300. That's 818-207-8300. Or find them online. It's PCMacTech.net. That's PCMacTech.net.